What's going on, y'all? Cuddy from Cuddy TV. This is 82 Seconds with Cuddy Live, ATL edition. I told y'all I was going to give y'all another one. I talked to them motherfuckers over at Cuddy TV. They got to listen to me. You know what I'm saying? Because look, my name ain't fucking Cuddy for no reason. So welcome back, y'all. 82 Seconds with Cuddy podcast. I've missed y'all so much. I know the coronavirus has pushed everything back. But like I said, that's the only thing that can't be pushed back, even though it was a little bit. We back now. How y'all doing, man? I missed y'all. Shit, I'm doing good. I'm in Atlanta. If y'all don't know, y'all know I got a girlfriend out here. So I'm out here in the A, enjoying the sun. You know, Georgia's actually opening back up. So this is actually the best place to be right now. I'm actually in the best position. So I wanted to tell y'all about that. Y'all know I always got to get y'all in, catch y'all up to speed to let y'all know what's going on. You feel what I'm saying? 82 Seconds with Cuddy. We here. I got some time now. I can actually talk to y'all. I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. So I'm going to talk to y'all today. So ATL edition, let's get it rolling. Moves with Cuddy, you already know. Events have been shut down in, you know, Philadelphia, New Jersey. I've been in the house for about 8 months, maybe 9 months. I just want to go outside. I just want to look at somebody. I just want to be on a stage. I just want to grab a microphone and go, hey, y'all already know what the fuck going on. It's Cuddy from Cuddy TV, celebrity event host. How y'all doing tonight? How is everybody doing? Y'all doing good? All right. It's drinks in the back. Make sure y'all niggas go get a drink. Tip the bartender. All right. And if you ain't buying a drink, bring that ass to the front because I'm going to bring the next performer to the stage and we finna get lit. And if you've been to any of my events, you know that's how it goes. But I was able to go to an event in Atlanta. Shout out to my girlfriend. She's a vegan chef. At Ooh La La Vegan. O-O-H-L-A-L-A Vegan. If you can't spell vegan, you're probably not vegan. But the vegans can definitely spell vegan. So, Ooh La La Vegan, if you need vegan meal prepping, make sure you holla at Ooh La La Vegan. So, we went to the Atlanta Food Truck Park. I said that right. Yeah, the Atlanta Food Truck Park. Now, this joint is lit, okay? It's a big-ass hill. It's like, it's on the top of, like, it feel like you're on top of a mountain when you walk up in the motherfucker. You feel great. You're like, okay, I feel like I'm about to go eat some shit. They got a nice little setup when you walk on in. I walked in, they had little chairs and shit. I'm like, oh, so this the sit area? This is where I didn't get to sit at. Then they had this, like, stage and shit. Now, you know, I blew up when I seen the stage. I was like, wait a minute. There's somebody with a microphone. Oh my God, he's talking to people. I do that. I'm definitely going through withdrawal. I feel like every artist right now is definitely going through withdrawal. If you have any artist friends and they're telling you that they're not, they're fucking lying. So, Mother's Day vegan weekend event. I got to meet a couple of great people that I'm going to tell y'all about. You know what I'm saying? Catch y'all on up to speed to what I'm going through with this vegan shit. Because y'all know I'm like getting into it now. I'm like eating better for sure. You know what I'm saying? My girlfriend's a vegan chef. It's a little hard not to. And she makes some amazing food. So it's like, I was against it in the beginning. But now I ain't against it. So I'm going to put y'all on game. I'm going to tell y'all be a little open to some vegan options. I ain't telling you to go vegan. I ain't even fully vegan. But I'm definitely open to all vegan options. So everybody that I'm about to say, check them out on Instagram or I put a phone number out, call them. You know what I'm saying? Do whatever you got to do just to get a little bit more connected in. Eating better, it can only make you live longer. You know what I'm saying? Don't you want to live longer? So let me give you a rundown. I linked in with a soul food chef. We had walked around the premise and we ran past Sunny Speaks. Walked over to the table. I was like, okay, you got some food going on over here. She had she had all of the platters. She was the platter lady. So I was like, okay, what the fuck going on over here? I can't remember all of her options that she had, but my girlfriend got the lasagna, and I was able to try it. It was some amazing lasagna. So Sunny Speaks, that's S-U-N-N-I, no E, S-U-N-N-I, S-P-E-A-K-S on Instagram, Sunny Speaks. Go follow her. I fucked with the lasagna. It was good. Again, this is my first time ever being here, so I have no expectations. So I'm like, what am I about to get myself into? I ate it. I was like, damn, this shit good. So Sunny Speaks. And then right next to her was Jazz's Kitchen Comfort. Shout out to Jazz. You know what I'm saying? At the table. Everybody had the Corona mask on, though. Everybody had it on. It was like literally like a movie. I looked around like, okay, we really all up in here in this bitch, huh? This is the new way we gonna party? How I'm gonna talk to you? Walked up. She had the banana pudding. My girlfriend got that. She got two of those. That's how good the shit was, y'all. She got two of them shits. So two banana puddings. Mind you, both vendors, I just told you, both vegan. Okay? This shit is crazy. Both vegan. Then, like, right next to it, it was this all-fruit sherbet. That shit was valid. You know what I'm saying? All-fruit, like, all-fruit's already fucking good. So imagine that shit organic. Yeah. I know what you said right there. I said the same thing. I said, all right, that's a pretty goddamn good option. All right, I'll try that shit. And then, of course, they had the live music. They had somebody playing, like, some instruments. It was some real dope music that was going on, though. They had some, like, real sit back, vegan, eat down at the table, talk to a doctor, get rock ya. I don't know where I'm going with this, but that's how you felt. You know what I'm saying? They had this cool little, like, copper table, too. So, of course, you run into a lot of people going to these type of events. And we ran into a doctor, and he was selling copper jewelry. Now, mind you, you know, being from up north, I'm like, well, why the hell wouldn't you just make gold? Like, why don't you just wear, like, gold chains and shit? And then he was like, now listen here, yo, fella, let me talk to you real quick. Let me tell you something. Copper is good for your skin. You know what I'm saying? You know this virus going around? This copper can help you keep that shit away from you. Facts. He had it on a face mask also. And them Jones is like $15. So if you're in Atlanta Food Truck Park, go there on Sunday. You got the $15 mask that can keep the coronavirus away from you. Boom. Mind blowing. Straight vegan shit. Telling you, Moves with Cuddy was intense this week. It was intense. I learned a lot. A lot of great people. So let me give y'all his info because he was featured in the Black Panther movie. Let me give y'all the main black lady, Angela. I don't got his card on me right now. But his company is Ancient Future Beyond. So, Baba G, jewelry designer, Atlanta Food Truck Park, on Sundays, be there. He got the $10 coronavirus-free mask. He gets your coronavirus-free. And he can really tell you something, man. He's a doctor. Holistic doctor, I want to say. I believe that's what it is. Yes, holistic doctor. I'm still learning this, so if I messed up, Baba G, don't blame me. It's my first time doing this. I always tell my girl that. But this is my first time here, okay? This is my first time doing this. This is all new to me. I don't know what we're doing. This guy got copper on his mask. What do you want me to take from that? And then you tell me it's beneficial for me, and I'm like, damn, it really is. So, I gotta get in to all the good shit. Because there's a whole nother side over there. You know what I'm saying? You ever just be against some shit? Because I was against being vegan at first. I was like, nah, I'm cool with meat. You know what I mean? Meat is good. I feel good. And then I started eating vegan. And I was like, well, damn, now I really feel good. And then I met some vegan people. And I was like, damn, well, y'all really make me feel good. So, that's Moves with Cuddy, man. Mother's Day vegan weekend event. It was lit. I had an amazing time. Again, make sure y'all go follow all of those vendors that I just shouted out. Baba G, the All Fruit Sherbet, Jazz's Kitchen Comfort, and Sunny Speaks. They all got some dope shit. It was an amazing My girlfriend goes there all the time. That was my first time there, and it was amazing. And I would definitely come back whenever y'all have another one. I'm gonna be in a, maybe I can host. Y'all ain't have a host. I peep that. So just call my phone. You know what I'm saying? I can pull up. I just want to throw that out there. You know, it's 82 seconds with Cuddy. All right, man. We moving on, man. Let's get on to the advice tip. I haven't given advice in a long, long time. So that haunts me because I want to give somebody some advice about something. It's been itching my ass. That's right. I said it. Itching my ass. Social media presence, man. If y'all don't know, it's the coronavirus. So everybody at the crib. Everybody. Basically. So social media presence right now, to me, is very, very important. How you look on social media, what you're putting in your promotion, and even how it's presented on social media. So now, taking the time to get the best quality work, you can really work with a lot of good engineers because they're all at home and they all need some extra work to do. So this is the time to be reaching out to people who you wouldn't normally be able to get in contact with because they're going to be more open to help you because, again, everybody's at home. So, and then the promotion tip behind social media with everybody being on their phones and everybody being on Instagram and Facebook right now, paying for marketing ads. Like, marketing ads right now can bring you in a lot of numbers because it's a lot more engagement going on social media networks. So I just want to tell you, like, if you haven't and you're an artist or you're a creative or you're a business and you have a personal page, turn your personal page into a business page because you have so many more opportunities that you can unlock right now with social media. I've been doing a lot of different testings. You know, I got a blog, I got a TV show, I got an online store. So just with those three right there, I've been running a lot of different type of ads and I've been getting a lot of different type of engagements. I've been reaching out to a lot of different more countries, just more people seeing what I got going on. So that's my advice for y'all. If y'all want to draw in more numbers, bring in a more organic following, even catch an overseas fan base, this is probably the best time to do it because, you know, everybody's drawn to social media right now. Like, everybody wants to see what's going on, what's the next thing. They need to be entertained because they're at home with nothing to do. So social media presence, make sure you're spending quality time into making sure you're putting out good quality cover art. Getting in your blog write-ups right now because with blog write-ups, everybody's going to see it because everybody's on their phone. So blog write-ups is definitely a major key. And then, again, if you're a creative, if you're an artist, if you're a business, if you're anything, turn your personal page into a business page and run marketing ads. You'll be able to reach out to a lot of different audiences and touch on a lot of different interests that you wouldn't normally touch on. So people who like that interest will be able to see your work, which will, in the end, bring in more clientele, which will bring in more fans, which will bring in, you know, the list goes on and on and on and on. So my advice for y'all this week, social media presence, make sure you're paying attention to that. If you look on the Cuddy TV page, we've dramatically improved how our visuals look, how our presentation looks. We're putting money into marketing. So we're getting a lot of great numbers. So I just want to relay the message to all of my creatives, all of my artists. This is the time right now. So take advantage of this time. Don't use this time to think, oh, well, I can't go to the studio. I can't do a show. I can't do this. As in, oh, well, I can't do nothing. You have an opportunity. Social media presence right now is key. So make sure you're paying close attention to that. And that's my advice to y'all. So take it, run with it. It doesn't matter to me. I'm moving on to the news. This is 82 Seconds with Cuddy. And this is the main reason why y'all here. Because y'all want to hear what I got to say about some shit. So I want to talk about, y'all know I like shining light. So what's been history breaking, record making, trend setting, number one Billboard hitting, Doja Cat and Nicki Minaj went number one this week with their song Say So. Shit, the first time since 2014, two women have been number one. So that is history. I guess give it a round of applause for Doja Cat and Nicki Minaj. Say so. I haven't listened to the song yet. I'm going to be a real nigga. I'm going to be real with y'all. I didn't listen to it, but that don't mean I don't plan on it. And even if I don't ever listen to it, who gives a fuck? I shouted you out. You're doing some history breaking shit. I'm happy for y'all. Females right now, I feel like, are really on a big ass come up. So we got to, you know what I'm saying, support females. Because ultimately a female made all of us, so why the fuck not show them some love once in a while, you feel me? So Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj, if you're a fan of them and you haven't heard it, Say So was just went number one. So go listen to it, go watch. I don't know if there's a video to it, but if there's a video to it, you should go watch the video. I can only imagine what a Doja Cat video is like. What's so unique about this situation, though, it's their first number ones for both of them. So Nicki Minaj has never been number one, and Doja Cat has never been number one. Obviously, Doja Cat's newer to the game. Nicki Minaj has a lot of top 100 hits on her belt, of course, but just ultimately never went number one. I guess solo, if I'm wrong for that, Nicki Minaj, do not come at me. But just research from what I've read, you ain't got a number one hit until now. And that's amazing because we're crediting it to you right now. So don't take it any type of motherfucking way. So so that's like, that's cool. Like, that's history. You feel what I'm saying? And the song is actually just a remix to Meg Thee Stallion's Savage, which has Beyonce on it, which went number two this week. So I think that whole situation in itself is just an amazing situation for Doja Cat, for Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj has been going through a whole lot of shit, you know, the thing with her husband and the whole thing with Meek. So this is just a good little, like, word. Like, we can look at Nicki Minaj in a different light. Like, she's going up. Like, where she went number one. Like, cool. Let's talk about that. Nicki Minaj went number one. Doja Cat went number one. Meg Thee Stallion's song basically went number one, but went number two. With Beyonce, like, four females are holding the top two spots of the Billboard 100s right now. And it's been a long time. It's been, again, since 2014, since Iggy Azalea. You know who the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all niggas know who the fuck I'm talking. Y'all know Iggy Azalea, motherfucker. And it's only six songs by solo women teaming up that have topped the Hot 100s. So to be one of six motherfuckers already, you in the conversations with Rihanna, like, that's a good conversation to be in. You know what I'm saying? So shout out fucking Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj, number one. I'm going to go number one day in some shit. Hopefully I can go number one in this podcast shit. If I can get y'all to listen to my podcast, I'll go number one. So that's ultimately actually the goal now, to be number one so I can be number one with Doja Cat. And I can be like, I know how you feel being number one. I'm number one, too. Moving on, though. Shout out Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj, Say So. Make sure I go listen to that one last time. And the next subject is, if y'all don't know, Michael Jordan's Last Dance documentary is out. All 8 episodes. And by the time you hear this shit, the 10th episode will be out. Because this comes out the day before the 10th episode. And you motherfuckers are probably going to be late and be listening to this shit after Sunday. Because you niggas are some niggas. But the ones who have heard, that have heard this shit before Sunday, before episode 10 of The Last Dance came out, you're fucking lit. Shout out to you. You my nigga. But if you heard this shit after, you still my nigga. But you should have heard it before. Because it makes what I'm about to say even much better. So the first 8 episodes, man, are out. We're learning a lot about Michael Jordan. You feel what I'm saying? We're learning that this nigga's a fucking ruthless-ass killer. He's like, bitch, we're going to win. If you don't want to win, you can fucking get the fuck off of the team. I will kick your ass off this motherfucker. He didn't never said that. So bloggers, don't fucking quote that because you motherfuckers are good at that shit. I know because I'm a blogger. So don't be trying to take my motherfucking words to headline my ass. Listening to my motherfucking podcast. Shout out to motherfucking me. Follow me on Instagram at the official Cuddy. That's T-H-E official Cuddy. C-U-T-T-Y. Moving on. Michael Jordan's definitely going through some shit. You know what I'm saying? He's quit basketball. If you don't know, he quit basketball basically because his father died. That's what I'm learning. When his dad died, he was just like, he didn't have the passion no more for basketball. That was in 93. Then he picked up, you know, baseball, went to go play for the White Sox, then came back to basketball. Then we're learning about, like, the relationship with him and Scotty, about how Scotty had to pick up a big role when he left, and that really helped them for when Michael Jordan came back the second time, because the first fucking year, the nigga didn't make it out of the playoffs. He made it to, what, the conference round, and he lost to the Magic. And then the nigga came back, and he made sure he destroyed the Magic. So the famous question is, if you've watched all episodes and you are up to date and you know what I'm talking about, now that you know that about Michael Jordan, if you didn't live through it, because to let you motherfuckers know, I was born in 93. So no, I did not watch Jordan when he won fucking 93 championship or 92 or 91 or 96 or 97 or 98. Because nigga, I have fucking was like 3 years old. So now, watching The Last Dance, I know what the fuck was going on in that time. So we're going to talk about, would you rather have Michael Jordan or LeBron James? LeBron James now? The nigga's done enough, okay? I don't want to hear, well, he's still playing, so we'll never know. We got to wait until the nigga's been playing for damn near motherfucking 20 years, nigga. The nigga then went to motherfucking, what, 12 motherfucking, no, 9 motherfucking finals appearances, nigga. He went to 9, okay? We can have this conversation now. Now that we've watched The Last Dance, and this is the episode before the last two come out, we can have the conversation. Would you rather have Michael Jordan on your team, or would you rather have LeBron James on your team? We now know what LeBron James can do. He's been balling ever since balling was balling. Okay? The nigga went to the Miami Heat, the nigga played for the Cavs, and the nigga been on the Lakers. He went number one in the fucking West with the Lakers. He fucking wasn't able to get a ring yet because of opportunities lost because of his team, whatever. But we've seen how far he's brought them just being fucking LeBron. So the question is, Michael Jordan or LeBron James? I think the category goes down to, are we talking last shot? If we're talking last shot, I'm going to go Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, bitch, even in a series, I'd rather have Michael Jordan on my team. I wouldn't want LeBron James on my team. If we go back to a couple LeBron James series, the nigga LeBron James is known for just giving the fuck up. He ain't fucking winning. He gets into his fucking bag. Oh, fuck this shit. We're just going to fucking lose. And it's done and over with. Michael Jordan, as we've seen, doesn't fucking go through that shit. He goes through, I'm going to destroy you, and I'll see you in the finals. And when he got to the finals, he never lost. That's what it is. That's the playoff record. Are we talking about maybe running a team? Maybe I'll give the upper hand to LeBron James. Now, we have seen what LeBron James has done with less when he only had Kyrie and he was going against a 73-9 Warriors team and he beat them in the finals to bring Cleveland their first ring ever. So it's like, what are we talking about? But really, my question is to you guys. If you had to do last second shot, who are you picking, MJ or LeBron? If you had to pick to run a team, who are you picking, MJ or LeBron? And if you had to pick somebody that's out of a series, who do you want, MJ or LeBron? Because I think after watching the documentary that you can ultimately have that question. It can come up. MJ or LeBron? LeBron surpassed MJ in stats. So he's done enough, nigga. All right. You ain't got 6 championships yet, though. I do want to talk about some more history-breaking shit as we get in to this next subject, though. Twitter just did some shit that's like mind-blowing. 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, job of the year potential. If you don't know, they just made some of their positions at their company work at home permanently. You ain't never got to come back in, G. So for you. Never got to return back to the office. So the Twitter CEO emailed all of his employees, not all of his employees, select employees, I'm not going to say all, select employees that obviously weren't important in person, or like you were running servers or you had to be inside of the office, emailed them and said, you don't have to come into the office anymore. We are giving you the option to work at home permanently. Complete fucking curveball. Nobody seen that shit coming. Twitter said they were already working on it, though. They were already trying to put together getting more employees at home, working at home, and still being able to make a paycheck, obviously. So they said that COVID-19 just kind of expedited the process. So my thing is COVID-19 really a blessing? I think it's time to have the conversation, because think about how many more opportunities that can bring to people who have an internet connection and a laptop. Being able to work at home. Being able to work at home can open up so many more doors and opportunities for people who aren't able to travel to work every single day. So I think we can definitely put out the conversation for people to start talking about, like, yo, would making more working at home opportunities be more beneficial for our economy? Because I think, just think about how many people just can't make it to work. You know what I'm saying? They don't got a car, transportation's down, they gotta like take care of a sibling so they can't leave the house so much. Being able to work at home, you're kind of, somebody around you got a laptop if you're in an okay situation. Even if you're in a kind of bad situation, you're most likely in a project building, but you know a lot of people, one of them motherfuckers got a laptop. So you can be like, gee, let me just borrow your joint real quick. I'm a like, that's how I think. Like, any situation, you can make something happen if you really want to make it happen. So I would think that would open up so many more opportunities for people to be able to actually create a living. Like, imagine making $17 an hour but working at home. Like, people are able to afford groceries, they're able to afford rent. You'll probably bring, like, more money made is better in all aspects. When there's more money made, there's more money spent. So with more money spent, that means that more businesses are making more money. When more businesses making more money, that means more distributors are making more money. More distributors making more money means more product. More product going around, it's just better for everybody. So I think we should definitely look into the situation of creating more working at home jobs. Because look at people that work at home that do it, that we overlook, like Forex traders, like some drop shippers, like blog writers. We don't think about them, but they're actually making a living at home. Like, a blog writer gets up, they get an email list full of blogs, but they work for a firm that automatically pays them every month to do postings on their blog about these people. Forex traders, they get up at night, middle of the day, early morning, they go on their laptop, they trade stocks, they trade currencies. Stock traders also get up early morning and trade stocks. Drop shippers, they create stores, they put in inventory, people buy it, they send it off from a distributor site. These are people already making money at home. So why not bring the actual work world into the internet world? With everything going on, nothing's going to be the same again. So are we ever going to be able to hire large amounts of people, have large groups of people together again? Who knows? I know that while everything is down, creating more working at home opportunities would be beneficial for maybe a single mom who can't get a job right now because everything is closed, but she still got to feed her babies. But her sister got a laptop that she can use that she let her borrow, and she already got Wi-Fi. That's just how I'm thinking. Maybe like the young, I think just creating more opportunities for younger people to be able to make money, and then they're able to take that money and invest it so that they can create their own work opportunities from their own business for other people. So it's a conversation to be had. I definitely think we should start talking about it. Me, myself, I'm definitely in the lookings of trying to create some work at home opportunities for people to help them make some money at home. I was doing it back in the day. It was good. So I'm thinking now with all of this time I have, like, let's really try to break this curse that's going on, this whole COVID-19 thing, and get a blessing out of it. And that's create more opportunities for more people. So working at home, how do you feel about it? Do you feel like there should be some more? How would you make a work at home opportunity? Give me some of your ideas. I want to hear what you got. Trying to keep y'all in high spirits with everything that's going on, man. I told y'all I was going to bring y'all another episode. I talked to them niggas over at Cuddy TV. I demanded them, told them they want another episode. They want to hear what I got to say. They want to hear what's new, what's fresh, and what's going on so they can stay updated. And this is what I got to do. So I made it happen for y'all, man. Another episode, 82 Seconds with Cuddy Podcast. I hope y'all can follow me on Instagram after y'all listen to all of this. I hope I kept y'all interested. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on Instagram at the official Cuddy. That's T-H-E, official C-U-T-T-Y. Follow me on Twitter, official Cuddy _. And till next time, this has been 82 Seconds with Cuddy.